Utah artist Tom Forsyth has an entirely different idea about what to put into a burrito. He sells photographs of Barbie dolls in the nude, wrapped in tortillas, and covered in beans and salsa, among other things. Over toymaker Mattel's objections, a California appeals court ruled Monday that Forsyth's art is protected by the First Amendment. His series of photographs, called Food Chain Barbie, shows the dolls under threat from household kitchen appliances.
I have one called You Can't Beat a GE with the Barbie doll underneath the tines of a mixer, one leg raised, the smile obviously prominent with the blonde hair thrown back fetchingly.
The work is intended to be a social commentary against the objectification of women, overly sexualized beauty myths, and materialism. Aside from those serious messages, Forsyth says most people react to the absurdity of his images.
They laugh. I meant it to be entertaining for people. It's obviously meant for adults. It's not aimed at children.
But Mattel wasn't laughing. The company sued Forsyth in 1999, saying Barbie is copyrighted and her unauthorized use is a trademark infringement. It argued that the sexually provocative pictures could confuse consumers who might believe they were sanctioned by the company. But the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled against Mattel, saying copyrights don't protect Barbie from being parodied or threatened by a food processor.
You can critique a popular item in our culture, and you have every protection to do so. I fought this for principle.
But criticizing trademarked names can be an expensive form of free speech. Forsyth's legal expenses from the case reached $1.6 million, which was bankrolled by the American Civil Liberties Union. Mattel may have to pay attorney's fees. Mattel has tried unsuccessfully to shield the Barbie icon from the ravages of satire. Last year, it sued against the Danish pop band Aqua, ended at the Supreme Court, which decided that the group's 1997 song Barbie Girl was not a copyright infringement either. From NPR News, this is Morning Edition.